Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The center fielder, Danny Murphy. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mark Freeman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mark Freeman. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rocky Nelson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it, throws to second, with Groat covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verdon moves to third. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verdon tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Pirates. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groat moves to second. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski takes first base on ball four. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Mark Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freeman moves to second. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Freeman moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verdon takes first base on ball four. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive towards short. Banks catches it and throws to first to double up Verdon. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Freeman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0-for-1 in the game. Bausch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Nelson reaches second base with a double. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Nelson steals third. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli strikes out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nelson scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Pirates. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kindle moves to third. Mark Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freeman strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kindle scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 2-1, Pirates. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simile. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. Ashburn moves to third. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashburn tags and scores. Murphy tags and moves to third. Banks tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Verdon. Santo reaches second base with a double. Murphy scores. Banks scores. Altman goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Cubs. Benny Daniels now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mazeroski hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Freeman covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freeman hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Daniels covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nelson hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bauschi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke strikes out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Benny Daniels. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Umbricht now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Kindle moves to third. Mark Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Smith to Mazeroski covering second. The throw back to home, and Kindle is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freeman is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Smith and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ashburn scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nelson hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simulai takes first base on ball 4. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Smith reaches second base with a double. Simulai goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3 Cubs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith scores. Hoke moves to second. It's 7-4, Cubs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mazeroski for the out. Hoke moves to third. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Jim Umbricht. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-4, Cubs. Don Elston now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Verdon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman, who is chasing the ball. Verdon reaches third base with a triple. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.